Now, the tree old George Washington cut down, that was the...
Cherry tree.
Okay.
Now, I don't know whether he cut the wild cherry or the tame cherry.
Yeah.
I got a tame cherry right up there, and then I got a wild cherry. We cut one, they cut one inside that barn we built out yonder.
Now, when you ride a horse, when you want to get the horses go somewhere, you do what? You gotta.
When you're riding.
Well, when you want to get ready to get on a horse, what do you have to do first?
Jim, I always put the bridle on him first.
Let's say you what?
Then you put the saddle on it, and then we left the curran out. Jim always curran before you put the saddle on. Yeah, put the blanket and then the saddle.
When you're riding,
you take that down, and then you put your foot, you get the reins over the neck, and put your foot in the stirrup, and the hand on the horn, and throw the other leg over.
Put your foot in the
stirrup.
I see. Okay. When you get the horse to a wagon, you say you're doing what? You're
Hitching into the wagon.
I see.
Getting him ready.
When you're gonna drive him, you say you're gonna harness him up, or do you do that?
Yeah, well, if you're gonna use him for most anything, you have to put a harness on him. You're gonna harness him up. You're gonna plow him or drive him to the wagon, plow or whatever you want to do with him.
I see. Now, when a horse is standing still, what do you say to urge him on?
Well, some of them
to get him going.
Some of them say, and some of them say, come up.
Yeah. And if you really want it, your case kind of just plotting along. You want to really get him going. You
kind of talking with that light. Come on, boy. Get on.
Okay.
What's he getting there?
What would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
Okay, and to back him into a buggy.
Yeah, back up yourself.
Okay.
Kind of pull back on the line, pull him back.
And you used to plow. Did you ever plow with two?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you call the two?
Well, I never had so many of them. I've had different names. See,
the one on the left or the one on the right would be called maybe one that walks in the fur.
Well, you hardly ever wait. When I was flying two, we middle busted, one of them would have to walk in the first. Our rolls get about wide enough for both of them to walk in the middle all the time. You plow the old row up, or you plow the old bed up or something or other. But you take them to a log wagon or four up team. You'd have your off lead and your near lead, and then your off wheel and your wheel horse. Well, your wheel horse, the one that you call the wheel horse, that's the one you had the saddle on, you rode it, and your off wheel either on the other side of the top. Well, your front pad be the same, off leader, and then your lead run. The off lead, then the lead run be in front. But as far as the plows and things, we didn't have them dedicated to no certain name, you know. We call him by his name. If his name was Mitchell, another name Queen, or Mitchell and Queen, that's the way you were Slim and Rowdy, whatever you have them named, that should be what you'd call it.